In the summertime, when the weather is hot. What are you doing this summer? What are you seeing?
What are you reading? What are you playing? What are you eating?
What are you doing? There's lots going on in the area this summer. It's time to celebrate summer, Lynchburg style.
And we welcome to talk once again about the Commonwealth Games. We're just a little over a week away from the main games weekend and all the opening ceremonies. Dan Fouts is here, Virginia Amateur Sports, and of course, heading up the Commonwealth Games. Hi, Dan. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me back. Good morning.
All right. Are you guys in the kind of the countdown now?
Oh, absolutely. We try not to do the days and minute countdown. I think it's on our website, but it makes us a little nervous.
Now, but before even the big opening next weekend, you all have events this weekend, including All-Star Baseball. Tell us about the All-Star teams.
Yeah, the All-Star Baseball, it's we've been around. This is our 29th year for the Commonwealth Games. It'll mark the 28th year, I believe, for All-Star Baseball. And it's a statewide tradition. These kids, our high school kids, they try out in the four segments of the state. And it has a lot of tradition. We've had the likes of Justin Verlander and David Wright and the Upton brothers play in this game. There'll be lots of college and pro scouts there kind of checking it out. So it's a great event. It's a good spectator event as well.
When did the kids try out? And I guess, you know, when the fans show up, they will be rooting in particular for kids from this area.
Sure. The Southwest Virginia area, which encompasses basically the 81 corridor, Charlottesville and Lynchburg, as well as Martinsville. So that's one segment of the state. And then, we've got Nova as another, Richmond, and then the Tidewater area. So those are the four different segments. And it's generally right after the high school season in their prospective areas that there's a tryout, or in some cases several tryouts. And those volunteer coaches, they assemble their team, and they're going to meet this Friday and play through Sunday for the gold, silver, and bronze.
So how does that format work? I mean, do they play like a round robin at first, and then at the end have the medal round? How does that work?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep. So they play one another several times, and so we feel like the format that we get a true winner, and again, it's a lot of tradition there, so we're excited about it.
It gets underway Friday, and all of these events are taking place at Liberty's baseball stadium. So you have, you know, the first games Friday evening, and then you have more games Saturday, and then the gold medal game will be on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, the medal rounds are on Sunday.
There you go. And talk about Liberty's baseball stadium and that venue for this event.
It's about as nice as it gets as far as college baseball goes, and I would put that that facility up against most of your minor league facilities around the country that I've been to anyway. So the kids look forward to playing in that venue because it's obviously a fantastic facility, and there are other events going on as well. We have a couple of other things that are running as we look forward to the following week, which will open up our opening ceremonies, our athlete tailgate party, and we really kind of get that Olympic feel the following weekend.
So, yeah, tell us a little bit more of what people can expect in the next few days before you have the big opening ceremony.
What we're going to do is we have some sports that will run throughout the week. Pickleball, which is typically a sport that's played by what I call the baby boomers, that'll kick off on Tuesday and will go right into Friday, and that's a really growing sport that will be played indoors in the LaHaye Student Center. And then on Friday at 4 o'clock, we have a tailgate party with lots of entertainment. We have vendors there, games for kids to play, that type of thing. That will be in the new indoor football practice facility. And then we will, at 6:30, that's from 4 to 6:30. At 6:30, we just go right next door to Williams Stadium for our opening ceremonies. We have Olympic speaker Buddy Lee, who was in the 1992 Olympics in Roman Greco wrestling. He also is the owner of jump rope technology, so he's a jump rope trainer for many Olympians as well as recognized by the CrossFit community. So we're excited to have him. We'll have some entertainment, and then we're going to light the cauldron. And we've got a new cauldron this year, so that's going to be a lot of fun. And the kids really like to see it. Kids and adults as well, you know, so we're going to have an opportunity. The cauldron will be on the field this year, and the participants will have an opportunity to go down and have their picture taken with a lit cauldron with their teams and their families.
And we should note, Dan mentioned Buddy Lee and Jump Rope Technology. If you don't know who this guy is, because we didn't when we first talked about him, head over to YouTube and type in Buddy Lee Jump Rope and watch this guy. He is something else, and it's not like he's, you know, 15 years old either. But man, knows his way around a jump rope, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's like a spectator sport just watching him jump rope, for sure.
Is he going to be doing that during when he speaks?
We've given him that opportunity to do that. There will be some displays going on, I think, at the Jubilee Family Center, which we've already kind of closed that. We've got over 150 local children that will be at the Jubilee Family Center, and he's going to basically give them a motivational speak at Jubilee on Friday at noon, and there will be some some demonstration there. And I think he is scheduled to be at the CrossFit gym over near Boonesboro for their competition as well. So I don't know at what level he will be doing some stuff, but he has full reign to do it.
He might be worn out. He has full rope, if you will.
Ba-dum-bum. You know, the thing, end of his rope. You know, what you want to do is have him and the president, Jerry Falwell Jr., can be up there, a little double Dutch action.
We'd love to see that.
That would be hilarious to watch.
And you mentioned pickleball is kicking all of this off on Friday. And I am fascinated by pickleball. I haven't played, but I've watched people play. And this is like a combination of tennis, ping pong, badminton. It's a pretty fun game.
And it's a growing sport. Many facilities around the country, particularly down in Florida, it's really huge there. They're just transforming their tennis courts into pickleball courts, and I think it's a result of folks who grew up playing tennis, and the knees are starting to go, and they can shorten the court and make it a little competitive. There are 34 other states that do what we do. They put on, you know, their state's Olympics, if you will, and that's the State Games of America, which we will be hosting first time ever in Virginia in 2019, first week of August next year, here in Lynchburg and on the campus of Liberty University. The number one most participated sport in State Games of America is figure skating, which it blows people's mind, but it's figure skating. Number two is pickleball, and will likely take over that spot this year. For Virginia, for our games, it's basketball, softball, and baseball, in that order. And then pickleball may be sneaking up to take over track and field for the fourth spot for us this year.
So where does figure skating rank for us? Hopefully kind of far down on the list.
It would be down the list for the state of Virginia, yes. Okay. But if you look at the Canadian belt states, and believe it or not, Florida, again, California, it's a heavily participated sport. We were at Grand Rapids last year, and they were in three different venues.
Oh, my gosh.
In 2019, we will be using, at least right now, one venue in the Roanoke area, and, of course, the Lehigh Ice Center in Lynchburg.
It's the pernicious influence of Canada. Mm-hmm. So I have one other question for you here, Dan, before anything else. I'm looking at the schedule, and archery is going to be one of the first things going on as you get the big kickoff going next Friday. But what is the difference between archery and then, I see the week after that, 3D archery?
Yeah, 3D archery is more for your hunters, if you will. You know, you're going to have these, I guess they're made out of a plastic, rubbery type animal. They're in the woods and located at different places, and so they go from station to station, and they're scored on their targets that way.
Are you worried that PETA might show up and protest that?
Well, I hope not, because, you know, no animals will be damaged in the game.
They have the disclaimer, no animals were harmed.
These are not real animals, please.
So most of these events, or many of them, are just free, right? Basketball, though, there is a charge.
Right, yeah. Most everything has, you know, a small registration fee. There's still some things that, you know, our games are for everyone to compete in, you know. So I'm looking around our own website right now. Mini golf is still open, and I think that's probably capable of most anyone that could play that. You know, we like to see people getting involved. Get off the couch, come out, enjoy it. Even if it's to come to the tailgate party and the opening ceremonies. This year, it's free of charge. And it's entertaining. It's part of the community, and just to watch the, 73% of our participants are under the age, or at least they weren't 17, under the age of 18. So just to watch the kids come in from all over the state, you know, they'll hold their banners and they'll walk out onto the field and take their seats. It's nice to see. It's a mini Olympics, and it's nice to see the state being represented here in Lynchburg.
I see that paintball is a sport as well.
Right. I watched that competition last year. It's a lot of fun to watch, and they have these big blow-up obstacles, if you will, that they hide behind. And, of course, again, there's officials there, and they have their way of scoring it, and I'm not sure exactly how that is, but it's a lot of movement.
Do they compete in teams or individually?
That's a good question. I think that there are teams and there's also individuals as well, but I'm looking right here. They have a three-man race to a two-man format. So, again, that's you can go online, go to sports listing, commonwealthgames.org, pick your sport, and then all of the rules and regs and the volunteer coordinator's information are listed there.
So cool. So many things going on. And as you mentioned, mini golf. I mean, anybody can get up off the couch and play mini golf. And then also you'll have a trail race, which is a half marathon or a 5K. We have a lot of runners in our audience, and so folks can participate in the trail race as their sport.
Yeah, that's going to be in October.
Oh, okay.
And that's going to be there's going to be a home football game, I think, out of the state that's going to be in town. And just stay tuned. I think you might see some good deals on the tickets for the home game there, football game at Liberty University. So stay tuned for that. It'll be a busy weekend.
That's the trail race in October, but on Saturday, July 21st. So that's coming up this Saturday. There is a 5K, right?
Yes, correct.
And
yes,
so
the 5K run is this Saturday.
So there you go.
Saturday, yes.
Yeah. So it's in Saturday morning. So, you know, the main games weekend is next weekend, but things are kicking off this weekend with some events and the baseball all-star game. So it's just going to be a lot of fun. CommonwealthGames.org, again, is the website for folks to go if they want to go watch all the events, participate, or if they want to go for the main games, the opening ceremonies. It's going to be like the Olympics with the torch lighting and everything. It's going to be a lot of fun. And Dan Fouts, we're really looking forward to it.
That sounds great. I hope to see you guys over there.
We will. Thank you, Dan. And I'm looking forward to getting out there, especially, I think, for the baseball this weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks, Dan. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, guys.